anyone who has anything you're interested in. Of course, we keep it to independent music. Of course, that's what we're here for at the station. And I'm going to start with some great independent music from way back. We're going to be playing a song here by The New Christ. This is from 1987 from the Dropping Like Flies double 7-inch. Now, The New Christ are a seminal underground band featuring Rob Younger on vocals, who many people would recognize as the lead vocalist from the stunning band Radio Birdman from Sydney, who were Australia's one of the two premier first-generation punk bands from the late 70s. Rob Younger is an amazing talent, and he's stuck at it ever since. Radio Birdman didn't last too long. They flew very high, as a Birdman does, and only after two albums imploded, but left this fantastic legacy. And part of that legacy is The New Christ, which has been Rob Younger's band ever since, and has gone through multiple lineup changes. He's the only real sort of core member, but he's an amazing musician and songwriter. And you know, even though Australia itself tends to underlook some of its great musical heroes, so a band like The New Christ has often had more success touring and selling records in Europe than back home, despite his great musical pedigree in Radio Birdman and his talent. Just sometimes other shores tend to be more welcoming, so The New Christ is kind of an example of that. And I'm going to play you a song called I Swear. So it's you can find it on quite an obscure 7-inch called Dropping Like Flies, or also a great compilation called Born Out of Time by the New Christ, the compilation. And just before I play, I just wanted to just read you a little, it's in the liner notes here, this just a little quote. Rob Younger's talking about, you know, who he is and about his music, and it's just interesting to read. You get the sense that he really is someone who's deeply deeply driven by making fantastic music. This is what he has to say. I listen to a lot of music. I'm deep into it. I like buying new records because I'm more of a fan anyway, which is how I got involved in the first place. I want to make records that I can listen to and enjoy. I'm really happy when I've written something that I like and someone else likes it, when out of the blue you get this fan letter and they've connected with you. It just dawns on you that what you're doing really means something, and that it's not just an indulgence. They recognize something in it that's true, and you know how it feels to them as well. So that's Rob Younger and the liner notes of the New Christ compilation Born Out of Time, and this is a song of his from the late 90s. The late 80s. It's called I Swear, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, going back to 1987.
philosophy, hungry for your strength. Then you jacked up the price.
But it's all right. second-rate romance. Dreamt I threw it all away, threw away my last chance. Done to
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and yes, Chris Horrific coming up, as always, after Alternative News, which comes straight after this show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And you heard at the start there the fantastic New Cries with a really raucous, punchy number there. Rob Younger on vocals, that's going back to the late 90s with I Swear. And right after that, some more heavy, punchy rock and roll, Asteroid B612 from New South Wales. And they've been around since 1992, just playing straight ahead, very soulful rock and roll. And right at the end was Textone and Charlie. That was actually a phone through request from a gentleman who called through wondering whether Textone and Charlie have done more than just that first album. I did play the song there from their first album. The album is called Sad But True, and the single from that album, I Won't Do What I Done to Her, that's what we played, and that came out in 1994 as a single. The album itself, 1993. So Textone and Charlie is an Australian supergroup, actually, featuring Tex Perkins there on vocals, formerly of the Beasts of Bourbon and the Cruel Sea, and many other bands. And Don Walker, also in the band there from Cold Chisel, and Charlie Owen, a greatly respected guitarist. So that's the supergroup Textone and Charlie. You heard that lovely little number there. I Won't Do What I done to her. And to the listener who called through, yes, Texton and Charlie has done some more work since then. They put out an album called All Is Forgiven in 2005. And I'll try to dig up something from that next week. But yeah, so there you go. They put out two albums, Sad But True in 93 and All Is Forgiven in 2005. And from memory, that 2005 record got some great reviews, which is not surprising given the pedigree of that supergroup. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You're with me, Matthew, until 12 o'clock, and then Alternative Radio. Now, Vancouver has had an injection of soul this month, and that soul's name is Matt Langley, and he is a fantastic singer-songwriter from New Zealand, from Dunedin, New Zealand. Now, he has shown up with his guitar, ready to play some music, and he's, I guess, completely unknown here outside of myself and a couple of other devotees, but he is a top-quality musician. This guy won the Top Country Music Song Award in New Zealand just last month, and he's not even a country artist. He's a more of a folk rock singer. He submitted a song to some competition, and he pulled it off. He won the best country music song from New Zealand, and Matt Langley is in British Columbia as we speak, driving out towards Nelson to play in central BC. He played on the weekend at Falcon Eddies on Commercial Drive with Root System, and he'll be back on Thursday to again play with Root System at the Corduroy Lounge on the 8th of July. And I've got Matt's debut EP in my hand here. He gave me a copy as soon as he hopped off the plane, and I'm going to play you the first track off this, Sometimes Love Is Not Enough. So we're going to be featuring Matt Langley a lot this month. He's around playing Vancouver and other parts of BC all this month. His first gigs in this part of the world. Matt Langley, amazing guy, and I'll let the music speak for itself.
Such a fool. Here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
It's fun, Biltmore is fun, and CIT Radio is fun. This is Australian music on a Monday. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And if you ever wanted to check out the blog as well, if you go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, then the blog will come up with the playlists of each week. And also I feature a video, so I go to YouTube and whatever one of the songs I play during the show, you'll have the video up there as well to check out. So I think this week I'll put up that New Christ track that I played at the start. So we're getting towards the middle of the show, which means we're getting close to the Canadian music part. And what we just heard there was the fantastic Tame Impala, a groovy track there, the first track off their album, which is called Inner Speaker. So they've made quite a stir coming out of Perth. Perth, Western Australia, the capital city, way, way over there in the southwest corner of the country, and officially the most isolated major city in the entire world. If you really look on the map, you look where Perth is and look where the rest of everything else is, because everything east of Perth is desert, like a lot of desert, until you get way on the other side of the country where Sydney and Melbourne is, the more like larger music scenes, Melbourne and Sydney. But Perth has had a long history of making really interesting music because isolation clearly has something to do with it. So Tame Impala created quite a stir with their 2007 self-titled EP, and Modular Records put out this latest CD in a speaker, and I might actually play one more track from this. And Bryce here at the station, as I was just playing that, he popped into my hand, good timing, a sample of Western Australian music. So I'm going to play you something from that. But before Tame Impala, you heard a band from Canberra called Simone and the Soothsayers. So they're a long-term band there in the Canberra scene, Canberra, the capital city. Simone Penkethman is the main mainstay of that group, and they've put out a few albums over the years, 2003, then again in 2006, and Simone put out her own debut solo album only a couple of years ago, fall in 2009. So they're mainstays of the Canberra scene. And if you go to another great website, Cardboard Charlie, you'll find more information about Simone and the Soothsayers. Cardboard Charlie is a record label out of Canberra. And also at the top, of course, was Matt Langley. I was talking about him before. He is from Dunedin, New Zealand. And he is in British Columbia as we speak. He's come here for his first run of shows in Canada, fresh off his award for Best Country Music Song in New Zealand for this year. And I just played you a first track off his debut EP, Sometimes Love Is Not Enough. I've met him on the weekend, and he's one of the best-natured people I've ever met in my life, and you'll be doing yourself a real favour if you go and see him play this month. The gigs, he's still got gigs that are sort of being sorted out in the pipeline, but I can tell you that on the 8th of July, he is playing at the Corduroy Lounge supporting Chris Mapstone and Root System. So if you're interested in hearing a fantastic songwriter from New Zealand, I suggest Matt Langley, and we'll be featuring him on the show in the next couple of weeks, and he'll be coming in definitely to play some tracks on air. So let's get back into some Tame Impala. So this new record there from Perth, of course. I'm going to play you the third track on this. And then just from this CD that Bryce, the programming manager here at the station, just thrust into my hand. It's a Western Australian sampler. So I haven't heard any of the tracks, but I'll play you at least one track off the sampler. But here's Tame Impala once again with the third track off their new album. We're back here on CITR, and this is 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're just having a little bit of a technical issue with the track there that was playing. It's just having a bit of a problem, so I'm just going to go to this in the meantime. Music, we'll have to try another week. I was just trying to play you a sampler of Western Australian music that Bryce popped into my hand, but no problem. Instead, I just played there some Kill Matilda, because actually Kill Matilda here, a local Vancouver band, are going to be playing on the 9th of July here at the Bourbon, and it's a special evening because it's a tribute to a woman named Tarj Ringwell, who is a singer from the Electric Demons, a heavy band here, female-fronted heavy band from Vancouver. Tarja died quite suddenly just earlier this year, and this is a tribute show to her, and it's at the Bourbon Club on the 9th of July. So if you like, Kill Matilda is going to be playing. Dusty from Kill Matilda is going to be guest featuring on vocals there, on one of the other bands playing during the evening. And I really suggest that you go along. I'm going to play you, to whet your appetite, a song by the Electric Demons. So this was fronted by the late Tarja Ringwell, here, Vancouver band. This is a song called The Queen of Rock and Roll. And so it looks like we're into the Canadian part of the show. So let's move on.
Yeah!
Welcome back to CITR 101.9. You just heard there, the Pack AD, fantastic Vancouver band, the Pack AD. I had the pleasure of seeing them play live at the Biltmore a month or so back, and they were absolutely remarkable. That was a song called BC Is On Fire, off their latest album called We Kill Computers. And before that was the Electric Demons with Queen of Rock and Roll. So that's a band featuring the late Tarja Ridgewell, who was the singer from that band. She tragically passed away this year, and so there's a tribute for her this week on the 9th of July at the Bourbon, and Kill Matilda will be playing there. That's one of the bands, a great Vancouver heavy band that's been playing around a lot of gigs lately. So Kill Matilda will be there at the Electric Demons tribute show at the Bourbon on the 9th. So this is CITR, this is 101.9 FM, and we're getting close to the end of the show. Just a couple more Canadian tracks to play, I think, before we press on. I was over at the island not long ago and discovered a little bit of new music there. And one of the bands that I discovered was Puzzle Root. Now, kind of a folky rock duo here, with featuring some banjo. And I'm going to play you a track here off their album, the Puzzle Root album. I'm going to play you a song called Metal and Bone. So Puzzle Root are from Vancouver Island. And I hope you're having a great Monday. Alternative Radio will be coming up right after this at 12 o'clock.
Ain't nothing like metal and bone, metal and bone. It only takes a little. I descend the hillside. I can't hear them anymore. I concentrate on putting one foot down in front of the other, trying not to stumble, trying not to fall or to fly. Wine, cigarettes, and small crime.
CITR 101.9 FM presents Turbo Fruits with special guests Golden Triangle and Tight Solid at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 5th. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Tickets are $11 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch. Tickets are available online at theticketweb.ca. Nashville-based Turbo Fruits with special guests Golden Triangle and Tight Solid at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 5th. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
And we've come to the end of another show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And we've got Alternative Radio coming up right now. And then, of course, Chris Horrific with his regular Parts Unknown show here on a Monday morning. So thanks so much for listening. This was a great show. We didn't have any special guests today, but we crammed in a lot of music. The last few songs there you heard, well, first of all, Carolyn Mark and Tolan McNeil from Victoria, British Columbia, with the song Empties / Enemies. Carolyn Mark is a real fixture in the independent music scene there in Victoria. And two songs there from Puzzle Root, really interesting duo that I discovered while visiting the island. I played you a couple of songs off their album Farewell to Gerald Fitzella. I believe they're based out of Nanaimo. And play around a lot around the island. You heard Metal and Bone and also Blink of Death from their Puzzle Root album, Farewell to Gerald Fitzella. That's pretty much it. We're on to Alternative Radio right now. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, the blog for the show is Oz Stranded. If you type that into Google, it'll come up. It's a WordPress blog, OzStranded, and it's Australian Canadian music every Monday from 11 till midday. So thank you very much for listening. Have yourself a fantastic day.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Shukri Bey, in your opinion, how many Armenians were massacred along these roads that were traveling? As captain of the Yozgat police soldiers, you must know. And he replied, well, look, it's not really secret anymore. About 86,000 Armenians were massacred. We too were surprised. The government didn't know that there was such a great Armenian population in the province of Ankara. However, this also includes a few thousand other Armenians from surrounding provinces who were also deported on these roads. In the end, of course, you know, one notes that between 1 million to 1.5 million Armenians, 1.5 million Armenians were exterminated in the genocide.
That's Peter Balakian, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Peter Balakian on Armenian Golgotha.